Welcome to Calling Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. Today, we are finishing up our review of the Monsterverse for Godzilla vs. Kong with the one and only Godzilla King of the Monsters, the true legendary establishment of all Godzilla films. But before we get into that, we do have a little bit of news. Let's get into that news. I think the first thing I want to announce is March just got a lot harder. Okay, it got a lot harder because Godzilla Singular Point moved its release date from sometime in April to March 25th. So he's releasing on Netflix on March 25th. Or wait, no, it's March 24th. Yeah, it's March 24th. It's releasing on March 24th on Netflix, but it's releasing in international TV. So it's like it's going to be on Japanese television channels and, you know, for other countries. Not just, you know, Japan and America to see them, on April 1st. So, this brings up that's next week. When I'm recording right now, that is currently next week. And King of the Monsters, not King of the Monsters, but, you know, with all this coverage, and then I'm like, okay, we'll have a whole week to prepare for GVK, and that'll probably be a lot of news, and I'll have to make a news episode. No, I have to watch Singular Point within at least 2 days and cover it, and then the next week, which thankfully I'll be off, so my entire schedule will be cleared to watch GVK and just, you know, make a ton of stuff about it. With all this coverage, and then I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm gonna have a whole week that I can just prepare for GVK and cover whatever news arises. No, the universe doesn't want me to have any kind of time to prepare for GVK, nor does it want anyone else to have any time to prepare. So, why this is happening? I think it's solely because GVK is coming out and Godzilla is hyped right now. So, they want that hype. They're gonna ride that hype, you know? So, it's like, it's Godzilla. Godzilla Singular Point is Godzilla. So, you know, even if it doesn't follow the traditional lore or most of the traditional things, as we've seen so far with most of the trailers, you know, it is Godzilla. And people are hyped up about Godzilla vs. Kong, so people are going to watch this. And I know later back, in a later episode, I was talking about how they're releasing all this stuff after GVK. Well, and one of the things was Singular Point and how they're releasing Singular Point after GVK. And I thought that was a big mistake because literally the entire thing about GVK is it's a whole month of building up. So, you know, we saw with King of the Monsters, the kaiju news circuit had blown up from King of the Monsters. And in June, a month after the movie came out, it was still a phenomenon. It was still an amazing production. And, you know, a lot of people were calling it one of the best Godzilla movies ever made. And I said, you know, releasing Singular Point after GVK is a big mistake. Because we've seen what happens with Godzilla movies. And this especially happened with Kong. Because Kong is a little bit more international than Godzilla. You know, Godzilla is very recognizable, but you still have to kind of be in the circuit a little bit. You still kind of have to be in the loop to completely understand everything. But, like, basically, you know, Kong was a very more international sensation. So, you know, his fame was very popular, you know, so it took a very long time. And now, it's both Godzilla and Kong. And, you know, Godzilla's popularity has grown so much because of the MonsterVerse. And, you know, now with GVK coming out, it's like any time that they get the chance, they're going to ride that fame. They're going to ride that 15 minutes of fame. Because I'm not saying that after GVK, like, oh, the MonsterVerse is over, Godzilla's going back to Japan, and there's never going to be any Godzilla involvement in America ever again. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as long as people in America are hyped for this current event right now, they are going to ride that success until it drops. Until it is no more. So, yeah, I mean, I think, yes, it's a very good idea, but is Singular Point really going to catch anybody's eye? I mean, the fact is, and you can argue with me all you want, but I truly do believe that when Singular Point releases in March, that it is not going to have a place on the top 10 Netflix series or films at all. I don't think that at all. I don't think that because it's just not going to. I feel like Singular Point, the people who have known about it have known about it, and it's just going to be another one of those animes for people to see. Do I think people are going to recognize it besides G-fans? Yes. But do I think it's going to soar to the top 10 list? No, absolutely not. I have never seen that happen with an anime before. And listen, Netflix has dropped lots of animes. Lots of them. Netflix probably has over 20 Netflix original animes, but none of them have ever gotten on the top 10 list. So why should Godzilla Singular Point all of a sudden make this big change? I mean, when they added Neon Genesis Evangelion to Netflix, it didn't reach the top 10. Neon Genesis Evangelion. The anime to watch. Then that didn't reach the top 10. So I honestly do not believe that Singular Point will reach the top 10. I don't. I think it's a... The good thing is they're releasing Singular Point in March and not April. The bad thing is they're releasing Singular Point in March and not April. You know, it's like, it's very mixed. It is super mixed. It's like, I don't even know what to think of it. But, yeah. but we've gone on for a little bit about that. So, now, let's move on to our next news item. Junkie XL, or Tom Hulkenberg, I think. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm probably butchering his name because he's Dutch. If you're listening, but you're probably not because you are a millionaire who is working on Godzilla vs. Kong, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I butchered your name, but yeah. So yeah, Junkie XL, released the soundtrack has been released. The confusing thing that happens with soundtracks sometimes is, for some reason, they will release two whole songs to get people ready, but then, like, everything else, they'll list the name for it, but they won't, like, let you actually hear it. Very confusing thing that people do. I mean, if you list just all the names, that's fine, but why list... And this is an exception, because for this, it was Godzilla and Kong's certain themes that they're going to have in this movie. So with that, it's okay, but all kinds of soundtracks do it for, like, just random reasons. So, yeah. And then I guess the last major news item is that Arrow Video, the company that made the fantastic Gamera collection, that I actually didn't get. I'm sad that I didn't get that. But the makers of the fantastic Gamera collection, Arrow, as I call them, that's a reference to Daigoro versus Goliath, which I will probably cover in April. So, yeah. So, basically... they're releasing the Daimajin trilogy. So, what that means is I am going to get that. I am going to watch every single movie, and I'm probably going to cover them in a trilogy episode. Bring back the trilogy episodes, because I don't know if you guys like those, but I definitely like those. So, yeah, we are going to do another trilogy episode, when that comes out, of course. Oh, and by the way, if you were excited about Singular Point April, I was trying to come up with some kind of witty name for that. But if you're excited about Singular Point April, that's not going to happen since it's releasing in March and we already have so much stuff to do. But, yeah, I mean, hey, you know, I'm sorry if you were really hoping for that. It's like... you know, they keep releasing a lot of trailers, too. So it's like, I would have to buy movies that I don't even have. There's like two movies I don't have. Not to make you mistaken, I have a lot of Godzilla movies. Like, I have the entire Showa era. And, like, most of the Heisei era, I need... Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2 and Godzilla vs. Biollante. Because every G-fan has got to know that Godzilla vs. Biollante is a hard one to find. April Point. that's terrible. Anyways, Singular Point April has been canceled due to the unfortunate reschedule of Singular Point. So I am very sorry about that. Without further ado, I guess let's move on to this movie. So we're going to take a short little break and we will be back in about 5 seconds. And welcome back to Calling Monster Island, where the host Godzilla Kid will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. So, Godzilla King of the Monsters. If you haven't seen it already, like I suggest with most of these movies, go see it for yourself. This movie is definitely one that you need to see before you listen to the episode. I mean, I'm not just saying, go check it out if you want. I'm saying you literally need to see this movie before you listen to the episode. Because it is an unforgettable, it is an experience. It is unforgettable, and it is just, it's packed with references. I'm going to talk about a few of those references. I'm not going to talk about all of them because there's just so many that I could literally just have my own separate segment, like my own separate episode, just talking about all the references in this movie. So, yeah, let's dive into this plot here. So, 5 years after the attack of Godzilla, we meet up with this scientist named Dr. Emma Russell. She is a monarch scientist who studies giant monsters and has a daughter who is actually played by 11 herself, Millie Bobby Brown. So, the mom, Emma Russell, has a machine that is able to communicate with monsters. Basically, that's just putting it in simple terms. But basically, it sends out different sound waves that sort of communicate with the monster in a way. And she is studying a titan that goes by the name of Titanus Mosera with a group of people. So she wakes up and she gets a call from Scientist Dude, which is kind of her friend, and he says the egg is going haywire because it's an egg. You know, you gotta start every Mothra-based thing, you know, every Mothra part. You have to start it with an egg, or you have to start it with an adult that is about to die. So he's like, the egg is going haywire. We're getting all kinds of radio signals and waves, and we don't know what the heck is happening. And she's like, okay, I'll be there. Give me a second. So her and her daughter go there. And guess what's happening with Mothra? She is hatching from her egg. So eventually Mothra hatches, and they put up the little barrier in front of her and the people. And she doesn't like that. She thinks it's dangerous, so she gets angry. And the people start firing at her, and she webs them to the wall, and there's actually, like, a kaiju in one of the shots that I couldn't even tell was there for a while, but I found it out. Mothra is born, and Emma Russell uses the Orca, which is the name of her machine, to calm the monster down and sort of understand, like, what is happening. So Madison Russell, the daughter, maybe touches Mothra's nose, not really, maybe, I don't know, but then some eco-terrorists break in, and they start shooting up the place. They kill all the scientists, and they're like, we want your machine, because it can talk to monsters. So, that's basically where the movie really starts. So, like halfway around the world in Colorado, because that was in China. That was in, I think it was Wuhan, I don't know where it was. So halfway around the world in Colorado, we get to meet Mark Russell, our main, you know, action dude. So he is studying wolves, and, and eventually, is, you know, approached by Monarch, by our main guy, by our crew from the first movie, Dr. Vivian Graham and Dr. Ishiro Serizawa. They tell him, like, what's going on with his wife, and he's like, okay, I'll help. And they, and he goes to Outpost 54, aka Castle Bravo, the outpost where they study Godzilla. Now, this outpost isn't actually a confinement, for Godzilla. It's just simply a research area for Godzilla. So, basically, they start heading towards, Emma Russell, and, Godzilla meets up with them, and he sends off a glowy, like, predator warning, and, they're like, ready the weapons, and they're like, I don't think that's for us. So, basically, they find out that Godzilla's going to Antarctica, and they go to Antarctica. They go to Antarctica, and there, they try to confront, you know, main bad guy and Emma Russell from unleashing the monster that is there, Monster Zero. So, Monster Zero, aka King Ghidorah. Or as the Japanese people call him, Kingu Ghidorah. Yeah, that's right. The Japanese pronunciation sounds way cooler than the American pronunciation. Like most kaiju. So, basically, it's really cool because it's like, the humans are confronting the other humans, and then Godzilla is confronting the other kaiju. So, while everybody's trying to escape, Dr. Vivian Graham gets eaten by Ghidorah, and Godzilla's like, oh, you went too far, buddy boy. And they are both lost in the sea, but Ghidorah flies away just in time and flies away. So, they keep looking on their map. Everybody except Dr. Vivian Graham escapes. And they keep looking on their map, and they're like, where could Ghidorah be? And, Dr. Rick Statton, kind of our, comedic relief character, I would say, comes and says, basically, hey, guys, guess what? You know that big giant storm that's been appearing on the map lately? Yeah, guess what? That's not a storm. That's Ghidorah. So Ghidorah is moving towards Washington, D.C. Well, actually, towards, Isla de Mara, Mexico. So he can wake up Rodan. So they follow him there. When he wakes up Rodan, they have a little tussle, and then Ghidorah basically beats the living frick out of Rodan and is like, dude, just back off. Just, I don't want to have to kill you, and I'm sure you don't want to be killed today, so just back off. So, he eventually, they eventually team up together. So then Godzilla gets there, and yeah, he is about to challenge Rodan, but Ghidorah's kind of like, leave this one to me. And they start fighting, and Godzilla rips off Ghidorah's head and throws it in the ocean, which we will get to later. And, basically, what happens is the military is just like, hey, guess what? We found this new thing that we want to kill Godzilla with. Hope you're okay with it. Okay, bye. So they launch this thing called the Oxygen Destroyer. And basically, they launch it. It almost kills Godzilla. But it does nothing to Ghidorah because he doesn't breathe oxygen. My theory of why Ghidorah didn't get affected by that is because he's not oxygen. He's not oxygen-based like humans or like reptiles or mammals. He's carbon-based, so he breathes in carbon and pushes out oxygen. I've come up with that because really, what is the other solution? Besides, Ghidorah is just amazing. So then we get this really cool shot of Ghidorah perching on a volcano with like a cross in front of the volcano, and it's just so cool. And like Rodan is bowing below him. Very, very cool shot. Very, very well done shot. And I think anyone who calls that, anyone who says that that is dumb because it's CG, like it's, oh, it's not real art because it's CG, so none of that means anything. No, that is really good. It's artistic. It's very good. So, yeah. Anyways, we end up learning that, hey, guess what? Mothra made a cocoon. She broke out of that temple and she made a cocoon. Basically, that matters in no way at all for most of this. So, Dr. Ishiro Serizawa, he's like, we'll get to him in a second. So everybody is, they go down to where Godzilla is resting, and they're like, you know, Godzilla probably just needs a nuclear power-up, because not only did that absorb the oxygen in the air, it absorbed the radiation out of him. You know, so all we need to do is just nuke him, basically, and get his full power back. And they're like, but it's so radioactive, down there that nobody could possibly go back and survive. And Serizawa does the unselfish thing and says, I'll do it, I'll go down there. And basically he says, what is the line? Oh, he risked all to save us. And it is, I don't know, it's something like he risked all to save us. And it is like only, it's just my duty to do so. I think it was something like that. I'm not totally sure though. So he goes down there. Godzilla wakes up. He's like, okay, I'm full powered. And Mothra helps him. And Godzilla, you know, first, Ghidorah moves to Washington, And then Godzilla beats him up again. Well, okay. When Godzilla got nuked by the Oxygen Destroyer, that was when Ghidorah had moved. No, wait. When has he moved to Washington? Because I know there's a part where they go to Washington, and then they go to Boston for the final battle. Anyways, they go to Washington at some time, but the main importance is Boston. When they go to Boston, it is very cool. So basically, yada yada yada, Mothra gets there. Mothra starts beating a lot of people up, and she like almost kills Rodan. I think that might just be my favorite moment, or maybe the last scene is my favorite moment. I don't know. But basically, Godzilla and Mothra triumph. But we get a classic, totally Heisei, like, resurrection of Godzilla almost. So Ghidorah has knocked Godzilla down real bad. And Godzilla's like, he's got all this energy, but he's not sure he can get back up. And so Mothra flies over Godzilla, gets disintegrated by Ghidorah's volt breath, his gravity beams. Sorry. And Godzilla gets superpowered. And Ghidorah thinks that the monster crew is taken care of, so he goes after Emma, tries to kill her. But Godzilla kills him, and that's pretty much the end of the movie. But there's one end credit scene, and boy does it stick out. So, this end credit scene basically is Jonah, Alan Jonah, our main bad guy, going into this this, like, big, weird, like, storage area in Mexico. And they show him the Ghidorah head that got ripped off. And he just says, "I'll take it." And then the movie ends definitively. So yeah, let's do, favorite, least favorite moments. So, my favorite moment, because let's do least favorite first, because my least favorite isn't a big thing, so, yeah. So, my least favorite moment is kind of the same thing with Pacific Rim the Black, when Joel gets killed. Our Mr. Science guy, okay? Our Mr. Science guy, at the beginning of the movie, he is so cool. He's like this geeky little guy. He's exactly what I would think Joel would be. I mean, he looks almost identical to Joel from Pacific Rim the Black. He looks like what I think Joel would be in real life. So yeah, he's our geek. He's our main character. Well, he's not our main character. Anyways, he's our geek character. He's our scientist. And then, all of a sudden, right when the people break in, when the bad guys break in, they kill him immediately. Immediately. And it's like with Joel, it's like, oh, he's gonna be our good buddy guy, going along for the ride and like, explaining everything to everybody. But no, he just gets killed, and it's like never acknowledged by anyone. At least in Pacific Rim the Black, it is acknowledged by a lot of people a lot of times. So yeah, but like here, he just gets shot, he's dead, there's never any mention of it. Why? Why did you have to do that? But anyways, basically, after that, the whole thing happens, and it's like, come on, nobody even made any note of that, and I don't like that. So, yeah, let's move on to favorite moment. So, my favorite moment is at the very end of this movie, when Godzilla, goes all out and proves to the world that he is king. So, for a second, right after Godzilla has fully used his, you know, his ultimate destruction thing, and everybody is like, if that didn't work, then Ghidorah's, you know, ruler of the earth, or something like that. Ghidorah's head starts moving around. And everybody's like, oh no, Ghidorah's still alive. He survived the explosion. And then you see Godzilla's jaws attached to the end of the head. And he's flopping her around and wiggling around. And then finally he gets it in the position he wants and he blasts it. And atomic breath comes out of Ghidorah's mouth before literally turning the head into dust. And it is so cool. And then every Titan just bows down to him. It's so cool. It's so cool. And I love it. I love it so much. It's so funny. It's so great. It's so cool. This is a very fun movie. Right now, I've done favorite and least favorite moments. Now I'm going to do my top five favorite references. Because there are a lot of references in this movie. Yeah, let's get started. So, number five, the outpost number for Ghidorah. So, for, you know, a lot of people, you would probably be surprised that his outpost number isn't outpost 64, because, you know, that everybody else's outpost in the entire movie is, everybody else in the entire movie, their outpost number is what year they first appeared in. But with this one, it's a little bit more unique. So, in the movie The Thing, the outpost there, the Thing is not connected to the MonsterVerse, it's just, like, there's an outpost in Antarctica of some kind. And it's called Outpost 31. And if you think about it, half of 64 is 32. His outpost number is a little bit more unique, and I really like that. So, yeah. And number four, recreation of the Mechagodzilla 2. Recreation of the Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2 resurrection scene. So if you haven't seen Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2, which I have seen it once on TV. I don't own it, but I've seen it before. If you've ever seen it before, you will know there is a famous resurrection scene where Godzilla gets his lower brain blown up, and Rodan goes and flies and gets knocked down, and, like, Godzilla absorbs all of his energy to recreate his brain, and almost have, like, limitless power and destroy, just absolutely decimate Mechagodzilla. So, in this movie, Mothra is in place of Rodan, and Ghidorah is in place of Mechagodzilla. And it's very cool. I like it. So yeah. Number three. So you know it's good if it made it into the top three. The Mothra sisters. So the Mothra sisters do not actually exist in this movie. Surprisingly enough. But a version of them does. So it's not like the tiny little, the Shogijin. But there are Mothra twins. There is both of the Chinese actors. I forget their names in the movie, but both of the only Chinese actors in the movie, you know, they are kind of the Mothra twins because, like, their mom and aunt were twins. Their grandma and their great aunt were twins, and their great grandma and their great great aunt, I guess, were twins. So three generations before them were all twins, and they all studied Mothra. So you know that means something. So basically, I like that it's subtle. I like that it's a subtle reference like that, but it's not huge. I like it. Reference number two. Rodan emerges from the volcano. Which, honestly, this technically is just a reference to his entire lore. It's not, like, one particular reference from one particular movie. It's kind of from his entire lore and a lot of his media. So, Rodan lives in a volcano in this movie. And literally, he has lava rock, a very big protective layer of lava rock, over his skin. And you would think, oh, that makes him look ugly, doesn't it? No, it actually doesn't. It actually makes him look very cool. So, yeah. So basically, this Rodan lives in a volcano. And as we've seen with the original Rodan, that is the thing that killed both of the Rodans. With Rodan from 1964, their offspring lived in a volcano in, in Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2. He lived on an island that had a volcano on it. You know, it's just like, there is a lot of stuff with him that references volcanoes. So this hit home very well. And then, finally, Godzilla's outpost. Not his outpost number, just his outpost. Okay, so multiple references can be spotted within this outpost. I'm not going to say any of them, actually, because I want you to see this movie for yourself. But, you know what? Well, I actually already said it, but you know what the name of this outpost is? Outpost 54, aka Castle Bravo. And every G fan knows that has a lot of significance. That has a lot of significance because not only was Godzilla introduced in 1954, Castle Bravo is also the Castle Bravo bomb test, is also the thing that created Godzilla, or, like, at least created his story. I honestly would have even loved it even more if they would have called it, Outpost 54, aka the Lucky Dragon, or something like that. But I think Castle Bravo works fantastically. So yeah. So I guess let's move on to Impact. So Impact. All I have for Impact is this set up Godzilla vs. Kong. This set up Godzilla vs. Kong. I'm not going to say anything else, but it did. It did set up Godzilla vs. Kong a lot. So, on to final thoughts. So my final thoughts on this movie. It is fantastic. I go back to this movie a lot. I go back to this movie to watch with friends. I go back with this movie, like, on movie night. I go back on this movie really anytime I'm just looking for a fun Godzilla movie. This movie is very good. If you can ever find some way to watch this movie, by all legal means, watch this movie. Okay? This movie is really good. And to set up for GVK, you know, to prep yourself for GVK, definitely watch this movie. I leave you with a goodbye and a remembrance a thing to remember. Singular Point, to my understanding, is coming out on March 24th, or maybe it's 25th, I don't know. It's coming out next week, to my knowledge. That might only be in Japan, but to my knowledge, I'm pretty sure it even says it releases on Netflix on March whatever. That means it's next week. So, you know, just be prepared for that. Be prepared for Singular Point. And, yeah. I hope you have a good day. I hope you have as good as a day as the world will allow you to have. Gosh, I'm so glad GVK is coming out. Because it's like, with all this COVID and stuff, it's like, you need something to just make you happy. And I'm glad that GVK is that thing. So, is Singular Point going to be that thing when it comes out next week? No. No, it is not. It's not, because you know why? You know why it's not going to be that thing? Because they sprung the surprise on me. Why? Oh, by the way, there was a new Singular Point trailer that released. Had a ton of monsters in it. We have, like, absolutely no idea about the plot because there hasn't been a full Japanese to English plot breakdown yet of what they said in the actual trailer. So, yeah. I must leave. But I will be back next week to cover Godzilla SP or Godzilla Singular Point. Have a good day and goodbye. Welcome to Calling Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. Today, we are finishing up our review of the Monsterverse for Godzilla vs. Kong with the one and only Godzilla King of the Monsters. The true legendary establishment of all Godzilla films. But, before we get into that, we do have a little bit of news. Let's get into that news. I think the first thing I want to announce is March just got a lot harder. Okay, it got a lot harder because Godzilla Singular Point moved its release date from sometime in April to March 25th. So it is releasing on Netflix on March 25th, Or wait, no, it's March 24th. Yeah, it's March 24th. It's releasing on March 24th on Netflix, but it's releasing in international TV, so it's like it's going to be on Japanese television channels and, you know, for other countries, not just, you know, Japan and America to see them, on April 1st. So, this brings up that's next week when I'm recording right now. That is currently next week. And King of the Monsters, like, you know, well, not King of the Monsters, but, you know, with all this coverage, and then I'm like, okay, we'll have a whole week to prepare for GVK. And that'll probably be a lot of news, and I'll have to make a news episode. No, I have to watch Singular Point within at least 2 days and cover it, and then the next week, which thankfully I'll be off, so I, you know, my entire schedule will be cleared to watch GVK and just, you know, make a ton of stuff about it. But, like, you know, with all this coverage, and then I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm gonna have a whole week that I can just prepare for GVK and cover whatever news arises. No, the universe doesn't want me to have any kind of time to prepare for GVK, nor does it want anyone else to have any time to prepare. So, why this is happening? I think it's solely because GVK is coming out and Godzilla is hyped right now. So, they want that hype. They're gonna ride that hype. You know, so it's like, it's Godzilla. Godzilla Singular Point is Godzilla. So, you know, even if it doesn't follow the traditional lore or most of the traditional things, as we've seen so far with most of the trailers, you know, it is Godzilla, and people are hyped up about Godzilla vs. Kong, so people are going to watch this. And I know later back, in a later episode, I was talking about how they're releasing all this stuff after GVK. Well, and one of the things was Singular Point and how they're releasing Singular Point after GVK. And I thought that was a big mistake because literally the entire thing about GVK is it's a whole month of building up. So, you know, we saw with King of the Monsters, the kaiju news circuit had blown up from King of the Monsters. And in June, a month after the movie came out, like a while after the movie came out, it was still a phenomenon. It was still an amazing production. And, you know, a lot of people were calling it one of the best Godzilla movies ever made. And I said, you know, releasing Singular Point after GVK is a big mistake. Because we've seen what happens with Godzilla movies. And this especially happened with Kong. Because Kong is a little bit more international than Godzilla. You know, Godzilla is very recognizable, but you still have to kind of be in the circuit a little bit. You still kind of have to be in the loop to completely understand everything. But, like, basically, you know, Kong was a very more international sensation. So, you know, his fame was very popular, you know, so it took a very long time. And now, it's both Godzilla and Kong. And, you know, Godzilla's popularity has grown so much because of the MonsterVerse. And, you know, now now with GVK coming out, it's like any time that they get the chance, they're gonna ride that fame. They're gonna ride that 15 minutes of fame. Because I'm not saying that after GVK, like, oh, the MonsterVerse is over, Godzilla's going back to Japan, and there's never going to be any Godzilla involvement in America ever again. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as long as people in America are hyped for this current event right now, they are going to ride that success until it drops. Until it is no more. So, yeah, I mean, I think, yes, it's a very good idea, but is Singular Point really going to catch anybody's eye? I mean, the fact is, and you can argue with me all you want, but I truly do believe that when Singular Point releases in March, that it is not going to have a place on the top 10 Netflix series or films at all. I don't think that at all. I don't think that because it's just not going to. I feel like Singular Point, the people who have known about it have known about it, and it's just going to be another one of those animes for people to see. Do I think people are going to recognize it besides G fans? Yes. But do I think it's going to soar to the top 10 list? No, absolutely not. I have never seen that happen with an anime before. And listen, Netflix has dropped lots of animes. Lots of them. Netflix probably has over 20 Netflix original animes, but none of them have ever gotten on the top 10 list. So why should Godzilla Singular Point all of a sudden make this big change? I mean, when they added Neon Genesis Evangelion to Netflix, it didn't reach the top 10. Neon Genesis Evangelion. The anime to watch. And that didn't reach the top 10. So I honestly do not believe that Singular Point will reach the top 10. I don't. I think it's a... The good thing is they're releasing Singular Point in March and not April. The bad thing is they're releasing Singular Point in March and not April. You know, it's like, it's very mixed. It is super mixed. It's like, I don't even know what to think of it. But, yeah. But we've gone on for a little bit about that. So, now, let's move on to our next news item. Junkie XL, or Tom Hulkenberg, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm probably butchering his name because he's Dutch. If you're listening, which you're probably not because you are a millionaire who is working on Godzilla vs. Kong, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. But, yeah. Junkie XL, released the soundtrack has been released. The confusing thing that happens with soundtracks sometimes is, for some reason, they will release two whole songs to get people ready, but then, like, everything else, they'll list the name for it, but they won't, like, let you actually hear it. Very confusing thing that people do. I mean, if you list just all the names, that's fine, but why list... And this is an exception, because for this, it was Godzilla and Kong's certain themes that they're gonna have in this movie. So with that, it's okay, but all kinds of soundtracks do it for, like, just random reasons. So, yeah. And then, I guess the last major news item is that Arrow Video, the company that made the fantastic Gamera collection, that I actually didn't get. I'm sad that I didn't get that. But the makers of the fantastic Gamera collection, Arrow, as I call them, that's a reference to Daigoro versus Goliath, which I will probably cover in April. So, yeah. So, basically, yeah, they're releasing the Daimajin trilogy. So, what that means is I am going to get that. I am going to watch every single movie, and I'm probably going to cover them in a trilogy episode. Bring back the trilogy episodes, because, I don't know if you guys like those, but I definitely like those. So, yeah, we are, going to do another trilogy episode, when that comes out, of course. So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you were excited about Singular Point April, I was trying to come up with some kind of witty name for that. But if you were excited about Singular Point April, that's not going to happen since it's releasing in March and we already have so much stuff to do. But yeah. I mean, hey, you know, I'm sorry if you were really hoping for that. It's like, you know, they keep releasing a lot of trailers too. So it's like I would have to buy movies that I don't even have. There's like two movies I don't have. Not to make you mistaken, I have a lot of Godzilla movies. Like, I have the entire Showa era. And, like, most of the Heisei era. I need Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2 and Godzilla vs. Biollante. Because every G-fan has got to know that Godzilla vs. Biollante is a hard one to find. So anyways. Basically, yeah, April Point. that's terrible. Anyways, Singular Point April has been canceled due to the unfortunate reschedule of, Singular Point. So, I am very sorry about that. Yeah, without further ado, I guess let's move on to this movie. So we're going to take a short little break and we will be back in about 5 seconds. And welcome back to Calling Monster Island, where the host Godzilla Kid will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. So, basically, Godzilla King of the Monsters. If you haven't seen it already, like I suggest with most of these movies, go see it for yourself. This movie is definitely one that you need to see before you listen to the episode. I mean, I'm not just saying, you know, go check it out if you want. I'm saying you literally need to see this movie before you listen to the episode. Because it is an unforgettable, it is an experience. It is unforgettable, and it is just, it's packed with references. I'm going to talk about a few of those references. I'm not going to talk about all of them because there's just so many that I could literally just have my own separate segment, like my own separate episode, just talking about all the references in this movie. So yeah, let's dive into this plot here. So, 5 years after the attack of Godzilla, we meet up with this scientist named Dr. Emma Russell. She is a monarch scientist who studies giant monsters and has a daughter who is actually played by Eleven herself, Millie Bobby Brown. So, the mom, Emma Russell, has a machine that is able to communicate with monsters. Basically, that's just putting it in simple terms. But basically, it sends out different sound waves that sort of communicate with the monster in a way. And she is studying a titan that goes by the name of Titanus Mosera with a group of people. So she wakes up and she gets a call from scientist dude, which is kind of her friend, and he says the egg is going haywire because it's an egg. You know, you gotta start every Mothra-based thing, you know, every Mothra part. You have to start it with an egg, or you have to start it with an adult that is about to die. So he's like, the egg is going haywire. We're getting all kinds of radio signals and waves, and we don't know what the heck is happening. And she's like, okay, I'll be there. Give me a second. So her and her daughter go there. And guess what's happening with Mothra? She is hatching from her egg. So eventually Mothra hatches, and they put up the little barrier in front of her and the people. And she doesn't like that. She thinks it's dangerous, so she gets angry. And the people start firing at her, and she webs them to the wall, and there's actually, like, a kaiju in one of the shots that I couldn't even tell was there for a while, but I found it out. So, basically, Mothra is born, and Emma Russell uses the Orca, which is the name of her machine, to calm the monster down and sort of understand, like, what is happening. So Madison Russell, the daughter, maybe touches Mothra's nose, not really, maybe, I don't know, but then some eco-terrorists break in, and they start shooting up the place. They kill all the scientists, and they're like, we want your machine, because it can talk to monsters. So, that's basically where the movie really starts. So, like, halfway around the world in Colorado, because that was in China. That was in, I think it was Wuhan, I don't know where it was. So halfway around the world in Colorado, we get to meet Mark Russell. Our main, you know, action dude. So he is studying wolves, and eventually, approached by Monarch, by our main guy, our crew from the first movie, Dr. Vivian Graham and Dr. Ishiro Serizawa. They tell him, like, what's going on with his wife. And he's like, okay, I'll help. And he goes to Outpost 54, aka Castle Bravo, the outpost where they study Godzilla. Now, this outpost isn't actually a confinement for Godzilla. It's just simply a research area for Godzilla. So basically, they start heading towards Emma Russell, and Godzilla meets up with them, and he sends off a glowy, like, predator warning, and they're like, ready the weapons, and they're like, I don't think that's for us. So, basically, they find out that Godzilla's going to Antarctica, and they go to Antarctica. They go to Antarctica, and there, they try to confront, main bad guy and Emma Russell from Unleashing the Monster that is there, Monster Zero. So, Monster Zero, aka King Ghidorah. Or as the Japanese people call him, Kingu Ghidorah. Yeah, that's right. The Japanese pronunciation sounds way cooler than the American pronunciation. Like most kaiju. So, basically, it's really cool because it's like, the humans are confronting the other humans, and then Godzilla is confronting the other kaiju. So, while everybody's trying to escape, Dr. Vivian Graham gets eaten by Ghidorah, and Godzilla's like, oh, you went too far, buddy boy. And they are both lost in the sea, but Ghidorah flies away just in time and flies away. So, they keep looking on their map. Everybody except Dr. Vivian Graham escapes. And they keep looking on their map, and they're like, where could Ghidorah be? And, Dr. Rick Statton, kind of our comedic relief character, I would say, comes and says, basically, hey, guys, guess what? You know that big giant storm that's been appearing on the map lately? Yeah, guess what? That's not a storm. That's Ghidorah. So Ghidorah is moving towards Washington, D.C., well, actually, towards Isla de Mara, Mexico. So he can wake up Rodan. So they follow him there. When he wakes up Rodan, they have a little tussle, and then Ghidorah basically beats the living frick out of Rodan and is like, dude, just back off. Just, I don't want to have to kill you, and I'm sure you don't want to be killed today, so just back off. So, they eventually team up together. So then Godzilla gets there, and, yeah, he is about to challenge Rodan, but Ghidorah's kind of like, leave this one to me. And they start fighting, and Godzilla rips off Ghidorah's head and throws it in the ocean, which we will get to later. And, basically, what happens is the military is just like, hey, guess what? We found this new thing that we want to kill Godzilla with. Hope you're okay with it. Okay, bye. So they launch this thing called the Oxygen Destroyer. And basically, they launch it. It almost kills Godzilla. But it does nothing to Ghidorah because he doesn't breathe oxygen. My theory of why Ghidorah didn't get affected by that is because he's not oxygen. He's not oxygen-based like humans or like reptiles or mammals. He's carbon-based, so he breathes in carbon and pushes out oxygen. I've come up with that because, really, what is the other solution? Besides, Ghidorah is just amazing. So then we get this really cool shot of Ghidorah perching on a volcano, with, like, a cross in front of the volcano, and it's just so cool. And, like, Rodan is bowing below him. Very, very cool shot. Very, very well done shot. And I think anyone who calls that, anyone who says that that is dumb because it's CG, like, it's, oh, it's not real art because it's CG, so none of that means anything. No, that is really good. It's artistic. It's very good. So, yeah. Anyways, we end up learning that, hey, guess what? Mothra made a cocoon. She broke out of that temple and she made a cocoon. Basically, that matters in no way at all for most of this. So, Dr. Ishiro Serizawa, he's like, we'll get to him in a second. So everybody is, they go down to where Godzilla is resting, and they're like, you know, Godzilla probably just needs a nuclear power-up, because not only did that absorb the oxygen in the air, it absorbed the radiation out of him. You know, so, all we need to do is just nuke him, basically, and get his full power back. And they're like, but it's so radioactive, down there that nobody could possibly go back and survive. And, Serizawa does the unselfish thing and says, I'll do it, I'll go down there. And basically he says, what is the line? Oh, he risked all to save us. And it is, I don't know, it's something like he risked all to save us. And it is like only, it's just my duty to do so. I think it was something like that. I'm not totally sure though. So he goes down there. Godzilla wakes up, he's like, okay, I'm full powered. And Mothra helps him, and Godzilla, you know, first, Ghidorah moves to Washington, and then Godzilla beats him up again. Well, okay, when Godzilla got nuked by the Oxygen Destroyer, that was when Ghidorah had moved. No, wait. When does he move to Washington? Because I know there's a part where they go to Washington, and then they go to Boston for the final battle. Anyways, they go to Washington at some time, but the main importance is Boston. When they go to Boston, it is very cool. So basically, yada yada yada, Mothra gets there. Mothra starts beating a lot of people up, and she like almost kills Rodan. I think that might just be my favorite moment, or maybe the last scene is my favorite moment. I don't know. But basically, Godzilla and Mothra triumph. But we get a classic, totally Heisei, like, resurrection of Godzilla almost. So Ghidorah has knocked Godzilla down real bad. And Godzilla's like, he's got all this energy, but he's not sure he can get back up. And so Mothra flies over Godzilla, gets disintegrated by Ghidorah's volt breath, his gravity beams. Sorry. And Godzilla gets superpowered. And Ghidorah thinks that the monster crew is taken care of, so he goes after Emma, tries to kill her, but Godzilla kills him, and that's pretty much the end of the movie. But there's one end credit scene, and boy does it stick out. So this end credit scene basically is Jonah, Alan Jonah, our main bad guy, going into this, this, like, big, weird, like, storage area in Mexico, and they show him the Ghidorah head that got ripped off, and he just says, "I'll take it," and then the movie ends definitively. So yeah, let's do favorite and least favorite moments. So my favorite moment, let's do least favorite first, because my least favorite isn't a big thing. So yeah. So my least favorite moment is kind of the same thing with Pacific Rim the Black, when Joel gets killed. Our Mr. Science guy, okay? Our Mr. Science guy, at the beginning of the movie, he is so cool. He's like this geeky little guy. He's exactly what I would think Joel would be. I mean, he looks almost identical to Joel from Pacific Rim the Black. He looks like what I think Joel would be in real life. So yeah, he's our geek. He's our main character. Well, he's not our main character. Anyways, he's our geek character. He's our scientist. And then, all of a sudden, right when the people break in, when the bad guys break in, they kill him immediately. Immediately. And it's like with Joel, it's like, oh, he's gonna be our good buddy guy, going along for the ride and, like, explaining everything to everybody. But no, he just gets killed, and it's, like, never acknowledged by anyone. At least in Pacific Rim the Black, it is acknowledged by a lot of people a lot of times. So, yeah, but, like, here, he just gets shot, he's dead, there's never any mention of it. Why? Why did you have to do that? But anyways, basically, after that, the whole thing happens, and it's like, come on, nobody even made any note of that, and I don't like that. So, yeah, let's move on to favorite moment. So my favorite moment is at the very end of this movie, when Godzilla goes all out and proves to the world that he is king. So for a second, right after Godzilla has fully used his, his ultimate destruction thing, and everybody is like, if that didn't work, then Ghidorah's, ruler of the earth, or something like that. Ghidorah's head starts moving around. And everybody's like, oh no, Ghidorah's still alive. He survived the explosion. And then you see Godzilla's jaws attached to the end of the head. And he's flopping it around and wiggling it around. And then finally he gets it in the position he wants and he blasts it. And atomic breath comes out of Ghidorah's mouth before literally turning the head into dust. And it is so cool. And then every Titan just bows down to him. It's so cool. It's so cool. And I love it. I love it so much. It's so funny. It's so great. It's so cool. This is a very fun movie. So right now, I've done favorite and least favorite moments. Now I'm going to do my top five favorite references, because there are a lot of references in this movie. Let's get started. So, number five, the outpost number for Ghidorah. So, for, a lot of people, you would probably be surprised that his outpost number isn't outpost 64, because, everybody else's outpost in the entire movie is, everybody else in the entire movie, their outpost number is what year they first appeared in. But with this one, it's a little bit more unique. So, in the movie The Thing, the outpost there, the thing is not connected to the MonsterVerse. It's just like there's an outpost in Antarctica of some kind, and it's called Outpost 31. And if you think about it, half of 64 is 32. His outpost number is a little bit more unique, and I really like that. So yeah. And number four, recreation of the Mechagodzilla 2, recreation of the Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2 resurrection scene. So if you haven't seen Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2, which I have seen it once on TV, I don't own it, but I've seen it before. If you've ever seen it before, you will know there is a famous resurrection scene where Godzilla gets his lower brain blown up and Rodan goes and flies and gets knocked down and, Godzilla absorbs all of his energy to recreate his brain and almost have, limitless power and destroy, just absolutely decimate Mechagodzilla. So, in this movie, Mothra is in place of Rodan, and Ghidorah is in place of Mechagodzilla. And it's very cool. I like it. Number three, so you know it's good if it made it into the top three. The Mothra sisters. So, the Mothra sisters do not actually exist in this movie, surprisingly enough. But a version of them does. So it's not like the tiny little, the Shogijin. But there are Mothra twins. There is both of the Chinese actors. I forget their names in the movie, but both of the only Chinese actors in the movie, they are kind of the Mothra twins, because their mom and aunt were twins. Their grandma and their great aunt were twins, and their great grandma and their great great aunt, I guess, were twins. So, three generations before them were all twins, and they all studied Mothra. So you know that means something. So basically, I like that it's subtle. I like that it's a subtle reference like that, but it's not huge. I like it. Reference number two. Rodan emerges from the volcano. Which, honestly, this technically is just a reference to his entire lore. It's not, like, one particular reference from one particular movie. It's kind of from his entire lore and a lot of his media. So, Rodan lives in a volcano in this movie. And literally, he has lava rock, a very big protective layer of lava rock, over his skin. And you would think, oh, that makes him look ugly, doesn't it? No, it actually doesn't. It actually makes him look very cool. So, yeah. So basically, this Rodan lives in a volcano, and as we've seen with the original Rodan, that is the thing that killed both of the Rodans. With Rodan from 1964, their offspring lived in a volcano in, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2. He lived on an island that had a volcano on it. You know, it's just like, there is a lot of stuff with him that references volcanoes. So this hit home very well. And then, finally, Godzilla's outpost. Not his outpost number, just his outpost. Okay, so multiple references can be spotted within this outpost. I'm not going to say, any of them, actually, because I want you to see this movie for yourself. But, you know what? Well, I actually already said it, but you know what the name of this outpost is? Outpost 54, aka Castle Bravo. And every G-fan knows that has a lot of significance. That has a lot of significance, because not only was Godzilla introduced in 1954, Castle Bravo is also, the Castle Bravo bomb test is also the thing that created Godzilla. Or, like, at least created his story. I honestly would have even loved it even more if they would have called it, Outpost 54, aka the Lucky Dragon or something like that. But I think Castle Bravo works fantastically. So yeah. So I guess let's move on to Impact. So Impact. All I have for Impact is this set up Godzilla vs. Kong. This set up Godzilla vs. Kong. I'm not going to say anything else, but it did. It did set up Godzilla vs. Kong a lot. So, on to final thoughts. So my final thoughts on this movie. It is fantastic. I go back to this movie a lot. I go back to this movie to watch with friends. I go back with this movie, like, on movie night. I go back on this movie really anytime I'm just looking for a fun Godzilla movie. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, this movie is very good. If you can ever find some way to watch this movie, by all legal means, watch this movie. Okay, this movie is really good. And to set up for GVK, you know, to prep yourself for GVK, definitely watch this movie. So yeah, I leave you with a goodbye and a remembrance a thing to remember. Singular Point, to my understanding, is coming out on March 24th, or maybe it's 25th, I don't know. It's coming out next week, to my knowledge. That might only be in Japan, but to my knowledge, I'm pretty sure it even says it releases on Netflix on March whatever. That means it's next week. So, you know, just be prepared for that. Be prepared for Singular Point. And, yeah. I hope you have a good day. I hope you have as good as a day as the world will allow you to have. Gosh, I'm so glad GVK is coming out. Because it's like, with all this COVID and stuff, it's like, you need something to just make you happy. And I'm glad that GVK is that thing. So, is Singular Point gonna be that thing when it comes out next week? No. No, it is not. It's not, because you know why? You know why it's not gonna be that thing? Because they sprung the surprise on me. Why? Oh, by the way, there was a new Singular Point trailer that released. Had a ton of monsters in it. We have, like, absolutely no idea about the plot because there hasn't been a full Japanese to English plot breakdown yet of what they said in the actual trailer. So, yeah. I must leave, but I will be back next week to cover Godzilla SP or Godzilla Singular Point. Have a good day, and goodbye.